That's good, of course. Yes, sir.
I have, all my life, and that is for 43 years, I've been holding strictly to the principle that you should not partake of sentient flesh of any kind or any poison of any kind. And for that reason, I have felt that you are doing a wonderful work, but I cannot understand why you draw the line on eggs. I'd like to know.
This is Mr. Hackett?
Hackley.
Hackley?
Yes, that's all right. Sit down, please. About the eggs, you see. We are to use such like diet which is helping factor, you see. We want to have control over passions. Anything that goes to clear up passions, those are to be avoided.
I see, and eggs, they certainly do.
Yes.
I understand.
Yes.
I understand.
For that reason, you see.
I understand, yes.
Because we have to go to a refined state, we want to refine that. Even more eating.
Isn't there another reason, too? Don't they have something called chlorophyll or something in them?
Maybe I don't know. Main thing is like that, you see. One way we want to put on fire, the other we say enough for the even simple diet, you see. Even more diet is dangerous, you see. You just fill your belly from stomach to the gullet, that also says.
In other words, I have understood that several people didn't
consume eggs,
but I never knew the exact reason. But I have heard about them being very conducive to.
Sure. But I tell you, there are now equivalent diets in the dietary system too. I'll give you a small prescription. Half of walnut. Two almonds. And molecularities only?
Raisin.
Raisin is small one.
Raisin is better one.
Like raisins it is, but black
grapes
dry. That is called mulaka that side. Grapes?
Currants.
Four currants, two almonds, and half walnut will give you the strength for two eggs.
Let's see now. One walnut, two almonds. And a currant or raisin or something.
That will give you equivalent, more than that.
That will give you the same nourishment that the egg would give you.
Yes, sir.
I wish you would please give me your address before you leave. I'll mail you some information.
Where do you live?
I live at 4223 Southern Parkway.
Oh, well, I'm very glad to see you all here, you see, gathered together. Yes.
Half
walnut.
Half a walnut, two almonds, and one currant.
No, four currants. Four. Four currants, two four. Almonds, half walnut.
Half walnut.
Half a black walnut.
Well, the walnut is.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hackley. Four currants. Here, Dr. Yuba Freeman from Dallas is holding up a hand.
Yes.
I'd like to understand why you do not have him stop smoking, using tobacco when you have him stop eating food. It's very harmful to the body. We do
stop him from smoking as soon as we can.
I mean, why don't you demand that immediately like you do the others? I'm just asking now, I'm not criticizing.
Let him answer.
Why is it tobacco is considered harmful?
All intoxicants, the word I use, all intoxicants. Smoking also intoxicating, because when they're going to murder a man, they will smoke and then in effect they kill others.
I know, but you don't require them to stop smoking.
I always stop it, please.
Yes. I beg your pardon?
I always stop it, in India and everywhere. I say all intoxicants.
Well, they haven't stopped.
You know, no, stop, that's another thing. But I don't.
You don't require them.
No, there's no question of retirement, that's, you see. It contains nicotine, you see. And if you want to continue, that also gives a fit.
Pardon me just a moment. Dr. Freeman, if they're smoking, they're not barred from the initiation.
That's what I mean.
And but I think that under the new ruling they are, aren't they?
What?
Do they have to stop smoking before they can be initiated?
Intoxicated? Yes, I do in India.
No.
Our master also said.
Well, we're starting it here.
300 or so many diseases only arise from smoking. 360 or something. Bad habit too, but still, it is a bad effect and gives intoxication too. It is intoxicating. And you'll find whenever a man is going to murder, he first have a smoke, and in that fit he kills others. Generally you find like this. They give you fit. That's an injurious, eh? False requirement.
You know to whom I referred, don't you?
Beg pardon?
I said Ms. Hughes knows some of our leaders smoke.
They are somebody, you see. Don't even say those who are leaders, they become perfect. They are the way all imperfect people, we have to carry and work with them. But they must stop. There's no reason why they should not. If their leaders do not mean, they just act like a bad example. You're right there.
In our home is a big sign, no smoking.
Yes, but
no
we
more.
Didn't do that in the beginning, did we?
Always. In India, at least.
Oh,
yes. Nobody allowed to satsang or anywhere, no smoking. Even others who come who are not in here, they are not also not allowed.
Yeah, nobody in the ashram, nobody, you know.
Yes. Even though they are addicted to it, and they are...
They don't understand
it. Like what?
They understand it.
I think that should be made clear to them, if not. That's all right, for future.
I'll let you tell him.
Yes,
don't tell.
Intoxicants include, you see, smoke. Yes, I tell you one thing. Intoxicants, you see, for wines, etc., they affect all at once. This affects slowly, but that injurious. In the long run, it is said of a doctor, that 360 or so many diseases arise only by smoking, you see. Yeah.
But in Sikh religion, it is strictly forbidden to smoke.
Yes.
See, everybody, almost everybody in the...
Yes.
In
what
the
is bad is bad, kind of good, you see. Those who are addicted to that, they simply make little allowances. That's how to meet with their own purpose. This is bad. Not correct, please.
In the Path of the Masters, Dr. Johnson wrote that if we were smoking at the time of the initiation, the time would come when God would give us something to take the place of smoking.
Not that it's prohibited everywhere. They take it, that's another thing. But there are so many things prescribed and the people don't do it. They should.
Are there any other questions?
I want to have eggs. I just got you all talking once and I half a walnut, two almonds, and four currants and milk.
No, not another thing, Maud.
That's the equal of two eggs.
Of two eggs. Well, I just want to know for sure. That's
really
good. I want to ask the master, do the almonds participate to make you grow spiritually plus the other things you taught us? The almonds, do they make us grow spiritually?
What?
Do almonds make you grow spiritually?
Yeah, they're sattvic, what they don't create any other things. It is helping quite a lot. All nuts, they're proteins.
Any others? What about you, Elsie? Leon?
Maharaji, what can we do or what must we do in order to increase in us the feeling of love, which is the...
I think I replied to you last night about this.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't here then.
Oh. That is tape regularly recorded last night, I think. That has been recorded.
Mr. Jack Holt recorded.
I just gave it an elaborate.
You get it from Jack Holt.
Love is already ingrained in you. Simply we love from outside in you. That you run far in the company of those who have got love. That comes by radiation. And the more you come in contact with the light and sound principle, that is love personified. The more you come in touch with that, the love in you will flare up. And the outward company of those who are lovers of God, that will give you very great impetus.
Any more? Yes, Doctor.
Yes, please. Yes.
When you say no drugs, does that also mean no medications that are prescribed sometimes by physicians?
I never said anything about drugs.
I thought that said that on the initiation paper.
Like what?
I thought I read that on the paper, on the application, no drugs.
No drugs mean intoxicating drugs, not the treatment.
Yeah, But medicines would be all right if one...
Medicines, you see, that is only to help you. Naturally, nowadays, people are coming around to appreciate the natural healing, I mean, natural way of healing by vegetables and other things. But anyhow, if that is required, that is only medicine do little or nothing, I tell you. It is the soul that has the curative power. We simply clear the way to help the soul.
Miss Smith, do you want to ask him something?
He's
answering everything
I want to know.
Yes?
That's
John Young.
I was at the other day at Mr. Conroe's blind school.
Yes.
He said there was a homeopathic medicine you can take to stop smoking in 3 days.
Yeah, that is Calcadia Fast, they say. Calcadia Fast TX. Aversion, that comes to him. Aversion, like aversion for smoking. Calcadia Fast, 3 eggs, put it in a glass of water and sip it, say, every 5 minutes for 2 hours or so.
That will cure you from smoking?
That will give you aversion to smoking.
Aversion.
Aversion. Hate it. You won't like to smoke. Yes. Like what? Calcadia Fast 3X. 3X is the potency. 3X. X, not eggs.
Three what?
X is the potency, you see? Homeopathy doctor. You can get from homeopathy.
What is it all?
It is calcium, you see? Calcium and phosphorus. Combined 3X.
Cashman of phosphorus.
Calcium.
Help them.
Calcium and phosphorus.
3X.
You get it at a homeopathic drug.
It is prepared already.
Where do you get a homeopathic drug?
Isn't there one here?
No.
Yes, there is. Somebody told me that he's getting his wife treated by a homeopath. Somebody told me the other day.
In
everywhere you put it.
Homeopathic in
Louisville? No, somebody told me here that he's getting his wife treated by homeopathic. You must
be. Right. If he's here, I'll find him. Now, you want to give. No, wait, speak with the. Speak with the young man.
What is the dose? 3 tablespoons or 3 teaspoons in a glass of water? It's 3 teaspoons in a glass of water.
3 teaspoons in a glass
of
water.
Oh, no. Those are tablets, you see, prepared. You put it 8-10 tablets in a glass of water, you see. And then have with a small spoonful, take every 5 minutes. 1 spoon, 2 spoons, like that.
This is a young man staying
here.
Yes,
please.
Are we supposed to tell the new applicants for initiation to stop smoking before their exemption?
Well, yes, they should. That is, I tell you one thing. Some are such like things which give instantaneous, they affect very quickly. Smoking affects later, but it is to be stopped. they should stop.
Now, do you wish to give your message?
Should I? What message do I have to give? I
don't know. Well, give your talk then.
All right. Well, he said, you know, Christ once said to his disciples, I don't want to make you slaves, but as friends. Slaves do not know what a friend could be. Slaves only know just do what he said. Friends, you see, you can appreciate anybody if you just work along with him, see what he's doing. You look like a sweeper going by, that won't. So Christ said, I make you my friends. So I think it is better I address you as friends. Because I've told you many times that I am a man like you, with the same privileges that you have got from God. But in a way I have dwelt in a certain way, you have not. And that dwellment is due to the grace of God or the God working through my master. That is how to die while alive, how to be reborn, how to be cut off from the attachments of the world, body and other things. That's the way within you already. So, I love you as friends, I would say. I regard you as the children of light. Because I love God and that light is everywhere, so I have to love you and have regard to you as well. So my point is, you see, what I would like to bring to your notice especially, the initiation does not mean that you become perfect. That is the way to perfection. One does not become a satsangi simply by being initiated. Satsangi word means, sat means unchangeable permanence, and sangi means who is in contact with it constant. We have been put on the way just to analyze our soul from mind and outgoing faculties and have some touch, contact with God power. When you remain a constant companion of that God power, then only you become a true satsangi. Now you have got something, of course, to start with, how to contact. But unless you begin to be conscious of that power all through, you are not a true satsangi. So, we have to mould our lives in accordance with the principles of satsang in thought, speech, and action. Simply you take medicine and put it in the shelf. Would you? Your disease will go. So, all masters say, those who live up to what they are told, and they address him that he is my master and I am his slave. Let's see, a father has 4 or 5 children. Some children just obey him, others do not. And some children, even not by obedience, he surrenders to the will of his father. Well, father is thus, as I told you yesterday, when you surrender, he becomes your slave. If you have got a son, very obedient, he just works up to your intentions. He never asks for anything. I think what the father does, when he leaves, he simply hands over the key to that son. Not to everybody. He says, well, all right, look to the interests of others, don't let others not starve. So similarly, those who live up to what they are told, that is what is required. mere obedience, first of all, love requires, if you love me, keep my commandments, as I told you yesterday. We don't keep up commandments. Some do with some modifications, we suit their own interests. Unless we live up to 100% what the Master says, we cannot truly to know what is God. So actions speak louder than words, and thoughts are even more potent. A sanghi must lead a daily conduct, must reveal what he is, not what he says, but what he is. You say, love all and see whether he loves all. If he loves all, whether he is always ready to help others without any show. If he still loves, is he ready to sacrifice his everything for him? So not only everybody can know so much about these things, you see. Libraries are full of them. Scriptures are full of them. It's just what you would say, loading an ass with books. What is it now? If you paddle, you see, all the spoon moves in a sweet dish. Do you mean that tastes anything out of that? To know so many things in your brain will do you little or no good. Perhaps will do more evil than you. Because you act in power. Why know so much? But you don't live up to it. The main thing is we must live. And live not willy-nilly. But with joy and love and devotion. So, obedience comes next. And obedience also is not sufficient, we should surrender. This is what is needed. And all masters have been saying like that. If one of you people just find some shortcoming in you, what they say? A satsang is like that. But I think Master teaches that way. Some people have been writing to me on account of some shortcomings here and there. I always reply to them, pity it is that I have to carry on with imperfect people. They are all not perfect. They are all on the way to perfection. Those who are on the way to perfection here, that they do. Wow. So just forgive and forget, and we should be on the way for the common cause of God. You see? So that is why what is needed. Live up to what is. Truth is above all. But true living is still above truth. People don't know whether you can have contact with the light of God or not. They'll see how you live, how you behave, what your treatment with others. Are you fighting with others for selfish motives? Are you usurping others' rights? Are you just sucking the blood of others? They see you from that level. In your life, you see, there's the bulb. If this glass is besmeared with filth, light is there, but that won't give out light. So bulb should be quite clean, without any dirt. So our hearts must be what we have got in a heart that should be at our mouth, and what is at our mouth, that should agree with our thought. When these three agree, there is agreement between the three, consider it is right. Sometimes we do one thing for many days, that becomes habit. Habit turns into nature. It is very difficult to then to remove that habit. That nature which has formed becomes our nature. So first of all is, what to do? I would say perform no action in secret. then no doubt you'll find these things very healthy. Perform no action in secret. If anything requires secrecy, abandon it at once. Deeds of darkness are committed in the dark. Mind that. This is the first thing, that's the criterion of a sin. You want secrecy. Just consider in all our ways of life. Then, further, do nothing which after being done lead you to tell lies. That's also a criterion for something wrong, you see. To do one sin that followed by lying, because you want to conceal it, you see. I tell you, the criterion of a saint is one. You find him everywhere like that, in or out. At midnight or daytime, at the pulpit or in his private rooms. Half a saint, when we go to the pulpits, we give very long yarns of talks. But when they go to the secret, they do otherwise. Well, mind that. God is in within you, and God power, also the God in man, also watches him. How can you deceive him? You can deceive others. Our master used to say, if a child is sitting, or 5 years old is sitting, you won't do anything unbecoming in his presence. You would require secrecy. When you think the master, when he gives initiation, that God power just takes possession of you within, he looks to the very thoughts that arise. He knows the very trend you are following, then how can you deceive him? So I always say, be true to your own self. So if you are true to your own self, how can you deceive others, you see? So this is the main criteria, you see. And further, don't desire evil for anyone, irrespective of creed or color, even in thought. That's the next thing. Anyone, not necessarily your initiate brother, you see. Anyone. Because whatever thought arises there, you see, that poisons you. Others don't know, but you're being poisoned. And by radiation you'll find thoughts are more potent. I gave you, I think the other day, the example of Akbar the great king of India. Birbal was his minister. He told him whatever a man thinks about anybody, that reacts in others' minds. He said, how can that be proved? So minister took him away to some place or roadside. One man was coming at a distance and told the king, just think anything about him in your mind. The king was going bareheaded, you see. He thought about that man coming, I should shoot him, in his mind. When he came by, he passed by him, he said, well, look here, tell me truly, I forgive you. What did it strike to you when you saw my face? He says, I thought your with the face I should break your head. That reaction. Never think evil of others. These are the things we think evil of others, my God. When we say anything against anybody, what is it? It is thinking evil of others. When we backbite, what do? We think evil of others. When we make parties with one or the other, what do? We tell either this side something, that side something. You are deceiving your own self. And the God in you sees you. That was, I may mention to you today, everyone. There's always controversies going on, yes, go on, you see, in my life. Once Master ordered me to initiate about 250 people in a lifetime on a monthly gathering. Everybody were around. What is going to be? Gone everything from our hands. Those were out of mastership. Well, they made a party and great propaganda against me in writing through letters and this and that and everything. I was true to my own self. And the master ordered me, you know, I was used to do just give talks at the satsang places, attend the poor, the sick, my sick, the needy, everybody. Even when I left office, I used to be there till 8, 9, 10, like that. And sometimes even late. I was very sick attending them. The master ordered me that letters begin to pour in by that party concerned in all languages from different towns, the same subject. He's such a man, he's such a man, he's such a man. I was quiet. The master also knew that, but he was very, I mean, all in a caution, let us see what they do. There are heaps of letters from all around. Then about 6 to 8 months, first my master just asked me always, when we went there, well, come on please, give it up. And what did I do? You are sitting there and make me sit here like a sanyasi student. I would speak to him, my heart, open my heart to him, heart to heart talk, and the people inside, that thing. That they arranged so that for 8 months regularly I was not permitted to go near the master. Not even to talk to him. So great a propaganda was going. Then it so happened, I would just look at his eyes, and that was sufficient for me. Because I speak more than words. So, for Master used to go to the hills, you see, there's one Dalhousie mountains there. My elder brother went over there, and I told him, I did not even tell this secret to my brother, too. Why to complain of the master against anyone, to somebody else? I simply ask him, when you find all alone with the master, simply ask him if there's any drawback, some anything I've done wrong, you see. Maybe a follower can, you see, disciple can err. Master is only saved by that, from that. I may have done knowingly or unknowingly anything like that. You just talk with the master. When he came back, I asked him, did you ask the master about it? He said, yes, he said, I know he had done nothing wrong, neither knowingly, nor unknowingly. But strange enough, so much water passed over his heads, and but he never came to me to tell, this is like that or like that. So naturally, when he returned, you see, I say, I never ask any time for my master, you see. I ask, I want a few minutes with you. Oh, yes, you are welcome. At midnight, at the night when the day passed, you see, it was winter days, about 9 or 10 in the night. He sent for me, he could close our doors. I was with him, sitting by him. I told him, I did not come to you, because I know you are in me, and seeing my every action, watching my every action, and also the trend, you know where I'm going, that is why I never came to you. He was all wrath, all those people who have played so much hell. I thought, I have not come for that. Next day, I used to always sit at the back, you see, just watching what he said. He sat on the throne, on the pulpit, and said, well, Kripal Singh, come on, hold your, give your talk. And those around him, those were party, said, no, Master, we won't like to hear him, we would like to hear from you, direct. He said, no, he will talk. They insisted very much, and still he wanted to order you come here talk to him. They were strange now, but how the tables have been turned in one night. This is what I say. If at all anything has appealed to my master was my frankness, my being true to myself, I think it is a great qualification. So if we are true to our own, how can we sin? How can make parties, tell against others. I write to you one thing, you write to that one, that write to somebody else, go without friction, what is. Oh, I have not done anything, huh? I am quite all right. I am a slave, I am a servant. I would like to sacrifice, but he is cutting the very roots. The result is, whole party or whole society fails. That has been the cause here too, honestly speaking. God, with God's grace and your cooperation that has subsided, I think, most of it. If there is anything still, I would request you to just wash away by now. I think you know how many days I spent on that, even at Chicago. What is to divide here? We must be true to our own self. If any time Master asks me something, I will master to you. Why are you concealing from your Master? Even sometimes we are going to have a dethrone the Master also. We make party like that. What nonsense it is. Is the Master made by you? Or is he made by God? So such like things, you see, you are saved if you don't, you be true to your own self. The only true sympathizer of yours is the Master, nobody else. So do nothing which after having done something you have to tell lies. Thank God, thank my Master, the God in him, and your cooperation of you all, that this thing has subsided. We are now all in loving embrace. So one thing more I would say, try to help somebody else. You are not born for your own self. In your incomes, those poor fellows are also a share. See? Those are needy, those are hungry, those are unclothed. Or they try to spare, because God is eyes in every heart. As I gave that parable of just let others, don't bend your arms. So they are always straight to others. In that case, you will say many things. And one thing more you would say, never try to remain alone unless you become a master, perfect. All your words and actions be as if you are in his presence. Whether out or inside or anywhere. You see, two seekers after truth went to your master to be put on the way. What he did? He gave two pigeons, tell them always go to some place where nobody sees you and you kill them. One man went out there behind the wall, his children came back. Master, I have killed him, there was nobody there. The other poor fellow was hunting, knocking from door to door, place to place, many secret places, many lonely places, from morn till night. He could not find any place where nobody was seen. He came back, Master, I am helpless. I could not find any place where nobody was seen. Who it was? He said the very pigeon was seeing me. When he clearly looked at me. Well, the God in him, you see, just think. These are very simple things, but they are pregnant with meaning. God resides in every heart. He also resides in you. He is watching our every action. You see? Similarly, God in man and the Master also looks for shortcomings, but just lovingly. He wants to watch him. So always remain in the presence, and that is why Kabir says, let the Master, when Master initiates, Master is not the body, you see, it is the God power working in him. When he just initiates you, he resides with you forever. One thing, that he is always present. Will you do anything? Tell lies? Deceive others? Act or pose? No. And further, don't you just live up to what he says. If you love me, keep my commandments. Purposely don't transcend. If any knowingly anything happens, that's another thing. But people who intentionally don't do anything what he wants you not to do. And if you do these things, you have nothing to fear even in the three worlds. You see? These are what things are required to be lived up to, you see. Very simple things these are, mother, what you should do then, every day morning. Just or evening both. Just put in time for your bhajan and simples. How? Like a child. When the child sit together, they all forget everything with a clean heart, with nobody, enmity with nobody. Like a child, when kingdom of God is for the children. Just child goes to his mother. Does he any draws inferences to go to him? Simply out of him goes. Embraces him, goes into his lap, into her lap, you see. Say your prayers like that. You see, everything. And in the evening too, like that, you see. What you do in the evening? Like a hard task master. Introspect yourself. What I've done today. In the beginning you won't find any shortcoming in you because that has become a habit. There are so many drawbacks in us. As a very voracious reader of the biographies of the saints, great men, I think not less than more than 300 biographies I would read even in my student life. And I found in each man's life, you see, there was something to introspect his own life. Something, one way or the other. They did something to just supervise his own self. But how do you make no allowance, like a hard-tossed master? Don't spare yourself. Then what will you do then? If you have done anything wrong, repent. That's very much necessary. Shed tears. God, I will. Forgive me. I won't do it in future. And what will do next for future beyond the God? This is what is meant by the diary that is given to you. I have kept all through life. As a student, you know. We don't care what we are doing, you see. Something passes over our mouth, we don't know what we are telling you. Think twice before you give out, say something. How will it affect? Think twice what you write. When you are in anger, don't reply anybody else. Go to a separate place, like a plague-stricken man, you see. Don't show your face. Me in normal condition, then read it, then read it. Those who are not, I mean, perfect, you see. Man is let down himself already. They are also let down. So main thing is, for the purpose of diary, is your main thing. From all to night. In that case, you will also, I think, the Pelman system memory probably you have read. That is only just to remember from on what did I do. In the beginning you say, I rose up, I took a bath and eat and went to my business or shop and this. When you go into the well, when you were just taking bath, what were you thinking? Even thoughts are potent, you see. These are the things which have to be watched. If you do it well, it is not difficult to meet God, but it is difficult to make a man. So for that reason, see no evil and hear no evil, talk no evil and think no evil, you will say. If anybody sees any evil against anybody, oh yes, he's like that. He'll work like an unpaid apprentice of the CID of God. He's watching like him. We do not care for these things. Result is, we do not progress. By God's grace, we have been given contact with the light and the sound principle. What stands in the way? Simply these things. So each one of us must work up to that. Perhaps somebody say, we are senior, what, that's all right. Others say, we are old ones, some new are coming, whatever. No. A new man who does like this will go ahead of you. Mm-hmm. Whoever does it, you'll have it, that's all. So we have to be very careful about that. These are very little things, by little things harm you more than anything else. If you just care, take care for the penny, the pounds will be saved. If you don't care for the little things daily crossing your mind, thinking of another, seeing evil in others, talking, hearing about it, that after all goes to affect you. It is said of a rishi. He was living in a jungle. One king went there for hunting. He just found the hut, of the rishi. He entered, he wanted some water, etc. He had it, then he went, he had that arrow and what they call bow and arrow both. He thought, perhaps I will take it at home, let it remain here. He said, well, Rishi, I will leave it here, when I come I will take it. He said, I think you won't, no, I'll let it remain. So he left the bow and the arrow both there. Now the Rishi was a Rishi. How it affects it? He would come round, what is it? Arrow and bow. Then he went out. One day, twice, thrice, when he passed, he just, his attention fell on those two things. Then, one day he thought, let me see what it is after all. He just took it and tried what, how it works. He became a hunter. If you see things like that, be very cautious, you see. It is just like a man. What is the, who has got the occult power, he can live amongst the snakes, and the snakes by them won't affect him. But the man who is not occult, has not got the occult power, everybody will be bitten, will suffer. That is why I say sometimes, you see, behave, you see, be very cautious, you see. Had the rishi not allowed him to remain that thing there, he was passing there, he wanted. That goes impression, let us see what it is. He began to hunt after you. So you care for these very small things, as I told you. You'll see for yourself what you become. If you are like that, Iqbal, a great poet, who has passed away now, he says, why Prophet Moses went to the Sinai mountain to seek God, did he not know the God is after finding some man on earth? He is finding us. We are not men, we are beasts in men. Appearance, we have got the man, body. But our habits, our nature, our everything is like beasts, animals. Even worse than that. Even worse than serpents biting. So God is in search of man who is a man, you see. Why should he go to maintenance? He is searching for us. He is going round, nobody can find him. Baba Jamal Singh, I tell you, our grand guru, the guru, master, our master, he was living by the river Bias, you see. He went to the Murray Mountains, passed by, when our master was just even an SDO. He was just busy in his work, and one man was along with Baba Jamal Singh. Baba Jamal Singh told him, I have come for this man. He said, he had never accosted you, never wished you. Then yes. So even the master is seeking for somebody who is a man. After all, it is known, I think, easy job. It's very, soul trembles. To become a master, you see, it's not easy. It is selection by God, with His help only that can be carried out. Never dream of that, I tell you. Be disciple. Those who become true disciple, he is selected sometimes for example. So these are the things, very trifling things appear to be. For that purpose, this diary system has been introduced. And perhaps you have not appreciated the true meaning of it. When you are given one thing to start with, if you live up to that, why don't you progress? You must have gone. It is years now. Some 8 years are no new things, even before. Then where are you standing? How many of you have gone to the third plane? I don't think they are all lingering on the astral plane. Reason why? Because we don't live up to what we are told. We simply make allowances. In the dialysis, we are seniors, we are like the good speakers with the light, this and that, and no, no. You cannot deceive God, you see. Perhaps this is the only thing that I have to tell you, and that will be of your use if you abide these words in your hearts and live up to them. Just keep diaries, be regular, like a child, go to your father every morning, every time be in his bed. It doesn't mean you do not do your work, you see, do your work after all. Just do your, that is, has been allotted to you by God, you see, to look after your family, your children, like that, you see, and help others. So this is what is needed. Don't forget your own self, what is God. It is the grace of God only. There was one master, I tell you. He always used to say, I am a king. Master. Master was the, I have initiated a king, you see. King was boasting, I am great man, I am this, I am that. I am very wonderful, I can do this, I can do that. Of course, kings can do anything they like. So what happened? One day master told him, well, look here, what is your value? Have you ever considered about it? Oh yes, I am very much a value, I am worth in tons of gold and emeralds like that, I am a king. In one beck and call, well, whole troops are there, ready to fight this and that. He says, you will permit me what I do and let you know what is your real worth? I say, yes, then all right. Then you lie down, relax yourself, simply, close your eyes. And what I do, don't mind. What he did, you see, he lied to relax into his eyes closed, you see. And the master took it by the legs and put it around his neck and just sat down and carrying him one out in the street. Look here, anybody in this king's court, dead body, anybody going to purchase it for $1, half dollar, he came up to one penny, even half penny. Whoever said, oh, this so-called guru has killed the king, so we will all be caught, they all fled away like anything. Even for half penny, nobody would like to purchase the body of the king, and brought him back. And do you know what is your worth, please? You have heard with your ears? Then he said, you see, he had all of these words in his mouth. Man has no worth. God's grace, it is God's grace that gives you some worth. Otherwise, what worth you have got, you see? If you die, nobody keeps your body for more than 2 days. It will give bad odor, you see? So this is, you see, don't. This is His grace that we are working in the body. It is His grace that we have got to love, something to know God, you see? It is His grace that you have been put on the body. Even if you have got some progress on the way, it is His grace. And grace of whom? The God working through Master. Not God living in heavens. So mind that, you see. Be a good servant. Who becomes a good servant, really, true sense of the word, he becomes a master. These are my few words. God knows whether I come again or not, it is in His hands. But if you live up to that, you will be never left alone. God will help you. with whomsoever you meet, just convey this my words. Live one another, love one another, that's all. And I think if your father sees his children in all loving embrace, he would be pleased even to hear about them. At least I am pleased. Before I came, I was not so pleased as I am now when leaving. You see? You are in more loving attitude. And we should still progress more. And love beautifies everything. That's all. If there is any shortcoming anywhere, well, each one has got shortcoming. Forgive and forget. That's the only way you can do. I tell you, as my master loved me, I have loved you. For no compensation but to do the will of my master. I wish you live up you are told to do it, that's all. These words are coming out of my heart, you see. And you just abide by them, you wonderfully progress. God never lets anybody alone, you see. That's what Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till at the end of the world. Bodies do leave. But that God power working at the human pole does nothing. So with these best wishes, you see, I would like to depart, but my wishes will always be with you. I will always hearing from you the loving, I will sing loving thoughts be radiated to me there. I'm just simply too pleased, you see. If any father sees his children loving one another, well, I think father is pleased, you see. If you are obedient, so much the better. If you surrender yourself, all is yours, I tell you. This is the greatest thing. And that starts from keeping the diet, I tell you. Don't underrate it. It means something. Those of you who have got no time, well, like a hot dog, don't speak yourself. One and all, you see, you'll find change in your life. You'll see change for your own self. And this is, I think, what all I expect of you, you see. And it is in your own interest. Announce my pleasure for nothing, you see. That is helping our master used to say, but don't be just in civil disobedience. Lie down and let everybody take you while loading them in the cars or in something, in the trucks. You also help, you see. That is helping the master too, in a way. His task becomes easier. He wants to give you what? God, I tell you honestly. But you are not ready to have it. He'll give you something, but you don't appreciate. This is why my best wishes have always been with you and remain with God's grace. With God working through my master, you see.
On behalf of the group known as the Rahanya Satsang of Louisville, Kentucky, we wish to express our deepest thanks.
Thank you. True thanks will come when you live up to that. Each one of you. I don't think that you're not living, but still become ideal.
I see that some strangers are here tonight. If any of you wish to know more about the work that we're doing, well, I'll be very glad to hear from you. And thank you all for coming. What is Mr. Strader?
Yes, Master, I have a question.
Yes, please.
I judge that love you're talking about is a very positive, outgoing type of force, or emotional, whatever you want to call it. Speaking for myself and perhaps for quite a few other members of this group, I find it very difficult to really love everybody. Very difficult. I find it possible to take a negative approach and maybe suspend my dislike of people. But as far, I mean, if somebody wrongs me in my judgment, about the best I can do is just, well, I won't dislike them. Yeah. But as far as turning on a positive power of love, that is extremely difficult. And then, of course, in addition, I'd like to... It seems to me fair to say that there are very marked temperamental differences between us. I mean, the scientific man with a scientific point of view certainly is not so trained in the power of affection, of love, as a man, say, whose bent is toward politics. Then the only additional comment I have, if you want to call it a question, this business of God hunger. I'm afraid speaking for myself, and this is a moment of complete honesty, I'm afraid I don't hunger for God. I think that may be my trouble. That may be the reason I'm not progressing any faster. I mean, God to me is a theoretically desirable person, a force, a state, a condition, or whatever. I look at it one way one day and another way the next, but I'm afraid I don't actually hunger for him. I hunger with all of my heart and soul. Can you suggest any practical means that people in my predicament that would speed us up?
Yes. You see, it is the grace of God that we have got the man body. Out of him, we have got not very strong hunger, but we have got some choice, a little, what you say, by your discrimination, you consider that this is the right thing we should do, that appeals to somebody. All those who are just given up to the other things, out of millions, how many people come up that way? Those who have got some inkling, some slight thought even, by discrimination or as a reaction of the past. Sometimes man is very born, you see, from the childhood he has got that way of living. Others by discrimination and by company of those who have been on the way. You want to be a doctor, you see, then you sit in the company of doctors, naturally you will develop that interest, that hunger for that, by company, by radiation, by constant living with him. Similarly, some have got just this as a very child. Generally, when we come up, we have got intellect, we have to work by discrimination, just discriminate right from wrong. When we consider something right, we like to put up. But when you have got little thought for that, about the mystery of life, what it is, I consider that day the highest in a man's life, greatest day in a man's life, because that question cannot be stamped out. If you stamp out by your being very busy in one way or the other, still that question rakes up. So that raking up, when God sees, He makes some arrangement to bring you in contact from somewhere where you are put on the way. Then further also company helps you. Discrimination in company. And also you get something to contact with him. When you sit by, say, ice, all heat is gone. Naturally when you come to war, in contact with that, naturally those vary. Hunger will be till further, more and more. The more you have that taste, that will naturally you desire that more in comparison to others. So as I started first, we are satsangi is not made in one day. Rome was not built in a day. Though you have got some inkling for that is why you are so many people here. Why not thousands or millions living in the towns? This is the fate of, by grace of God, that we have got some inkling like that. And that is, by that inkling also then enables one to seek by discrimination others through literature, by company. Then when God sees that really that man is something groping, that he makes some arrangement, some or other, to bring his contact somewhere, he is put on the way. To be put on the way, as I told you, that does not make a man satsangi. We are on provision on the way. The more we contact with that God in His special power, all qualities in Him, you see, we are shown. We have got the same quality as that of God, but those have been hidden. I mean, just duped down, you say, and you have that instinct, you see, and you have some contact. The more you have contact, the more you have company of those who are that way, naturally that flares up. That hunger becomes strong. So this way is the only way, you see. We cannot love everybody, that's right. If we are no hated for others, you are improved. That is only if man thinks evil of you. If you have no inkling like that, naturally that won't affect you, that will go back. And affect the very person from whom that thought has emanated. You are saved. If you have no, love comes next when you come in contact with God, He is thy Savior, that is developed. It is already ingrained in us. But if you have no hatred for others, I think this is on the way, on halfway to perfection. Then naturally we are saved so much, you see. With due deference, I quite appreciate this frankness, you see. Really, we are on the way to it. That is why I have suggested diaries. I quite see. Man does not become in one day satsangi. We are called a satsangi. We have not become so far. To become a satsangi, we have joined this thing. We have got something. And if we go on earnestly like that, I think we will be overflowing with the love of God and also who come in contact. When you come in contact with some God-intoxicated man, the same is radiated. You see? The man who is overflowing with that way. So we are all on the way to perfection. If we start that day, they will come. At least there was something as a reaction of the past, or by discrimination, or by company, that has come within us. We are trying, of course, go, flesh is strong, spirit appears to be weak. But when we come in contact for that, that is why I just suggested to have group meetings. Every day take up some scriptures, every day morning after meditation. Those will give you an impetus to be on the way, to high on the way. So these are the helping factors, you see. If you are really after it, when day will come, you become like that. If you sit by a wrestler daily, you begin to exert. You cannot become very strong, you see, wrestler one day, but time by regular practice, you will become like that. Every saint has its past. And every sinner a future, there's hope for everybody. God help you, that's all. My best wishes are you, that's all I can say. So thanks so much about administrator for the, we were quite at home here. What's all this? I think this prasad won't help you more than the words that I have said to you. If at all you want it, just make some. That's something you think you need to finish.